Remix, written by Non Pratt, and read by Aisha Antoine and Emma Weaver. Kaz. It's not unusual to wake up to at least two or three messages sent by my best friend during the hours all the normal people use for sleeping. Today, there are 14. Should I bother taking wellies with me? Sent at midnight 23, which is technically the day that we're leaving for the festival. I'm not surprised. Ruby isn't so much last minute as last nanosecond. Decided against wellies. They make you sweaty. Sweatfoot versus trenchfoot. Not that I'm hoping for trenchfoot. I just googled it. Gross. She's embellished this with a particularly helpful, disturbing picture of a rotting foot. Can't find my good bra. The purple one that fastens at the front and makes me look like I've got something inside. Did I leave it at yours last Friday? Bra was in the laundry and smells of beer. Now in the washing machine. Going to make a playlist for the journey while I wait for it to finish. Requests? Sans helpful input from you, this playlist is 80% golden tone. At this rate, it'll be longer than they're set on Saturday. Saturday! Got distracted from making the playlist by tumbling Wexler pics. Here's the best. Adam Wexler. Lead singer of Golden Tone smoulders from my phone as he pulls up the collar of an expensive-looking jacket. It's a distinct improvement on the diseased foot. His teeth bite down on his bottom lip, as if suppressing a smile. I only have to speculate about what he's thinking for my breath to accelerate and my cheeks to burn. Are your eyes totally having sex with that picture? Because mine are. Just my eyes. Overshare klaxon. Joking, I really am just looking at it with my eyes. God, you're so boring when you're asleep. Needless to say, the call I make goes straight to voicemail. Ruby here. Your call is very important to me, so please leave a message. Unless you are Stuart cheating shitbag Garside, in which case, fuck right off. My name might not be Stuart Garside, but I decline to leave a message anyway since she never checks them. I write one instead. My eyes thank you for the wake-up Wexler sex. It almost makes up for the fact that you'll have neglected to put any Little John songs on that playlist. Please rectify. Also, you seem confused about the smell of your bra. Maybe this photo will help. Taken last week, it's of Ruby, standing on the dance floor, arms wide, head thrown back, mouth open in an all-consuming laugh, as an anonymous pair of arms showers her with a bottle of beer as if it's champagne.